Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Thank you, sir. I am so grateful to the Lord for this day. Amen. Sometimes I can't hardly get through that song. Because when my mother was in the hospital on her last few days, I sat in that hospital room and I sang a bunch of hymns to her, but I sang that one right there. Over and over and over to her. And on the last day she had, I sang it so many times to her. And I can't sing that song without thinking about my mother and my father who've gone on. Amen. Thinking about that day. Somebody else thinking about that day? Is anybody else thinking about that day? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it more and more and more and more with each passing day as time goes by. Because I know that this old boy ain't a youngster anymore. And I'm coming to find that out much more clearly in the past few weeks. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God created this body to live forever. But when sin entered in, death entered in with it. Death is the natural progression of life. You know, we get older, and as we get older, we get more and more infirmities upon our bodies and things, and people keep saying, the devil's attacking me, the devil's attacking me. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is the enemy attacking you, trying to stop you from your potential. But most of the time, it's just a simple fact that we're progressing the way we were supposed to. We're just getting older and things are going to stop working like they ought to. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. Turn with me to Psalm 100 and verse 1. Hallelujah. I don't know how many times I have wanted to say that. I felt like saying it over the years. Hallelujah. There have been times that people asked me to pray for them, and when they did, the Lord just kind of tugged my heart and said, you know, that's just part of their progression. That's just part of them getting to the point where they're going to come see me. And then there's times when people pray for me, and God says, lay hands on them. Pray for them. Deal with it. Hallelujah. Psalm 100 verse 1 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and unto his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endureth to all generations. Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me this morning? I need help. Amen. Father, I seek your face today. Anoint me, dear Lord, the way you want me to go. Anoint me, dear God, to be your vessel. I'm going to do what you lead me. I'm going to say what you lead me to do. I'm going to be your man. Lord, touch me today and anoint me to bring forth your word for this community, for this church, for this congregation, for those watching by live stream and listening by radio. Lord, touch us, touch me, lead me today, dear God. Let me be your willing vessel, dear Lord. Anoint my tongue, dear God, that the word that comes out with the divine unction and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, such that it goes up before your ears, dear Lord, in praise and adoration of your name and is pleasing in your sight. Lord, let it go forth today that it might touch lives and change hearts today, dear God, that they might see your reality and your love for your people. And it might see their souls nourished by the word of God. In Jesus' name, we thank you and pray. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You can be seated. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm looking for that day. Because what a day that will be. I'm going to tell you what, church. I was really, really blessed by the worship and the participation in the praise and worship this morning. I was really blessed by that today. I want you to know that. I know that the Lord has put a new life into the Haven of Hope Church. Amen. A renewed fervor for worship and praise. The Lord's been dealing with us in a victorious direction. And the enemy sees it. Hallelujah. The Lord has birthed new fire into the ministries and into this pastor. Amen. Now I'm going to let you know, we were warned a few months ago. I remember speaking it in a prayer meeting. We were warned a few months ago that yes, God's pouring out a fire. God's pouring out an anointing. God's pouring out a fervor. But the enemy sees it. The Lord let me know the enemy sees it. He's going to try to come at us with everything he's got. And let me tell you, he's doing it. But look what's happening anyway. Look what's happening anyway. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My mother and father were married in 1962, in February. And my mother's mother was the pastor of the church there in Whiteville, North Carolina. And 3 months later, they announced that mom was pregnant. One of the old ladies in the church started going. Won't that sweet? And a couple weeks later, they had a revival, and the evangelist came up. And I'm just doing this because I'm setting the groundwork. Evangelist came up. He didn't know anything about mom. Didn't know anything about the baby. In the middle of a service, the Holy Ghost fell in a service, and he called mother up to the altar. And he told mother, he said, the Lord said for you to dedicate that baby unto the service of the Lord right now. He didn't know, nobody had told him there was a baby. But God did. And so right there in the middle of a revival service where the Holy Ghost followed, they had a baby dedication. Dedicated this old boy to the Lord. When I was 2 years old, mom and dad both backslid on God and didn't go back to church again for decades. The only time we went to church was on Easter and Mother's Day. And on Easter and Mother's Day, we'd go to Mama's churches, wherever she was. And I would hear that much gospel, and that'd be about it. And that was all I knew about the Bible. All of it, twice a year. And I was 7 years old, 6 or 7 years old, I was walking to kindergarten. I used to walk to school every day. 2 blocks. Yeah, uphill in the snow, both ways. I didn't have but 2 blocks to go, and you can see the school play yard from my front porch. And I would walk to school, and I declare to you, I was having conversations with God. I didn't know everybody wasn't doing it. But the Lord was talking to me, and he was showing me things he wanted me to do. He was showing me the way I was going to go. He was showing me what my life was going to be like. And bless the Lord and all that's holy, I'm living what he showed me back then. I am. I'm living it just as high and mighty. I'm living it just like you come. It's all right. Go ahead and give the Lord a hand clap of praise. And I have been in the ministry since I was 19 years old because I turned, mom and dad didn't go to church and I turned out right wild. And when I say wild, you ain't got no clue. And I ain't going to go no further into that. But one night on the way home from mom and dad's house, one Sunday night, because I used to go home, I used to live in Fuquay Marina, and I'd drive home every weekend, let mom do my laundry, and I would get a meal or two. And mom wouldn't do my laundry till Sunday night after church, so I'd go to church with her, because I couldn't stay there if I didn't go to church with her. And she wouldn't do my laundry till Sunday night after church, so I'd have to stay for Sunday night service. One Sunday night, I was on my way home, driving back home to Fuquay Marina, and the Lord spoke to me in the middle of the car. I was out in the middle of nowhere. There ain't no way anybody else was talking, and I heard the Lord speak to me, and it scared me to death. I thought somebody else was in the car with me. He spoke to me, and I turned around and looked, and there wasn't nobody there, and I thought, well, I'm about to go to sleep. I'm dreaming. About 5 minutes later, he spoke again, and I was like, and I stopped and pulled the car over and got out and looked to see if anybody was in my car with me. And when I was standing outside the car looking inside the back seat, he said to me, I want you to minister to young people and children. And right then I did about what Samuel did. I said, God, is that you? And he spoke to me and started leading me and told me what he wanted me to do. And he told me wherever I put my hand, he would bless it and flourish it. And he told me he was going to see miracles. I was going to see miracles and healings and all manner of things of God take place. And I have. He's told everything he told me since then. I have, and all the visions he's given me and all the times he spoke to me since then, I've seen it all come to pass. Every last bit of it. But the Lord started showing me in 1985. That the devil was going to start trying to kill me, and he had already tried. I was in 9 car wrecks in 7 days. Total one car on that last one. And I come out without a scratch. I didn't bleed one time. God touched me and protected me and covered me in those cars. Hallelujah. And that let me know, I know for sure that God's had his hand on me. I know for sure that because God spoke to me and told me what he wanted me to do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And since then, the devil has tried his best to kill me over and over and over again. 14 years ago, I had a heart attack in my sleep on a Saturday night. I didn't know that's what it was. It's called a silent heart attack. And I just got the next morning, I got up feeling like there was a chest of drawers sitting on my chest. And I was weak, couldn't hardly catch my breath, couldn't hardly get out of bed, couldn't hardly go. But I got up, went and got my shower, went to church and preached anyway. Did that for 12 more weeks. And it took me 12 weeks to get over it. About a year later, I was at the doctor's office, and I hadn't seen this doctor before. And he did some kind of blood test, and he saw the enzymes, and he said to me, have you ever had a heart attack? And I said, well, I had this kind of incident that I told him what happened. And he got mad and frowned at me and hollered at me and said, So you had a heart attack and didn't tell anybody about it. I said, well, I'm okay now. He said, well, you don't do that mess. He started telling me what would go wrong if I did. And so the Lord had his hand on me. Things started getting worse for me after that. Because when you have a heart attack, your body starts suffering from it. I didn't know that. And a little bit later on, I have had so many ailments come upon me. Cancer, God delivered me of that. Heart attack, God delivered me of that. The kidney failure, 7 years ago, while I was right here at this church, right here in this house, God delivered me. God healed me. I was sitting on that altar right there delivering the word of God. And the Lord spoke and said, I'm getting ready to show you who I am. And my healing came. I went to the doctor the next day. And he told me, Reverend Taylor, you don't need dialysis anymore. Because your kidneys have started functioning again. And each month, I've learned how to read my chart. And each month, my kidneys have gotten progressively better and better and better. My doctor's trying to say, each month, your kidneys are getting worse and worse and worse. But I keep reading, and I keep studying, and I find out that the numbers she says getting worse are actually getting better. And I think, well, maybe she don't know nothing about kidneys. Maybe she don't. But I'm sure functioning a whole lot better. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you this. The Lord is blessing. The Lord is anointing. The Lord is pouring out his blessing in this church. And it's not just me. It's not just because I'm here. Because God has put this church here for such a time as this. This church has been here 45 years. 17 of those years they ran with 6 and 7 people. Dogs, cats, and chickens living in the sanctuary. Can you imagine coming to church on Sunday morning and getting attacked by a rooster in the dorm? That used to happen, didn't it, Bob? Brother Bob, did it used to happen? Hallelujah. And I was leaving. I had to leave one church, and the church I was leaving, it was absolute misery. I'm telling you. The folks in that, because I went there and there was 13 people. And my first Sunday, we had like 45, was it 45 or 60 we had that first Sunday? Because people had heard I was going there and they wanted to go to that church. Because them people, I'm going to tell you what, they were something else. 3.5 years later, several of those people that I had brought to that church with me, they came to me and they said, Brother Mac, we're giving you fair warning. We're giving you notice. We're leaving here. And I said, what? They said, these people are making us so miserable. We can't stand to see what they're doing to you, to us, to everybody that comes in the door. And we're leaving here. We want you to know. That didn't sit well with me. I didn't like it. But then the next thing they said to me was, they said, we want you to leave too. And we want you to go start a church. And we'll all go where you go. We want you to be our pastor. They started telling me, we're going to sell our property. We're going to sell our vehicles. We're going to do all of this. We're going to do all of that. We're going to build you a church. And you can be the pastor. And I said, let me see this. Y'all going to leave me here with the folks that was here when I got here? They said, yep. I said, okay. That's what we're going to do. We'll do it. I couldn't build a church. Because the denomination wouldn't let me do it this close to several other churches. So he told me about Fremont. He said, will those folks follow you to Fremont? And I said, yeah, they will. Came over here, there was 6 people here. And the day I walked in, they were, you got to love this. They had just finished about $35,000 worth of remodeling. These walls, this carpet, all the I mean, it was beautiful. And I had been here before because my grandmother helped Sister Elsie start the church 45 years ago. And I had been here since then. I hadn't been here since then. And I walked in this door, and when I walked in this door, Renee said, "Mac," she said, "this is the church that God showed me." She said, "I walked in and I saw exactly what he showed me. This is it." When I had walked in the door, I already knew my heart was sitting right here at this place. And I knew that God wanted me here. And he brought me here not because I'm anything special, but he brought me here because he had a plan, and I was just a part of it. And you are too. Come on, somebody, say, "I'm a part of it too." I'm going to tell you what, the devil could come at us, the devil could try to destroy us, but God's got a purpose for you. Let me say it again. God's got a purpose for you. He's got a purpose for this church. He's got a purpose for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He's got a purpose for you. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. All those who rise up against you shall fall. Hallelujah. Recently, the devil's coming at me with more and more health issues. And I'm going to tell you, some of these health issues are downright scary. And I started just sitting back thinking, "It's going to be long now. I'm going to be where I want to be." You ever sit and think about heaven? You ever sit and think about wanting to be there? And I started thinking, "It ain't going to be long now. It ain't going to be long." But the Lord spoke to me in my office last Tuesday in a staff meeting and said, "It ain't time yet. I got stuff for you to do." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the devil keeps bringing it and keeps bringing it and keeps bringing it against my health. I ain't even going to tell you everything that's going on. I'm just going to tell you the devil is fighting me. And I don't bother, I ain't worried about it. Because we're confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body than to be present with the Lord. Oh. Can you imagine Paul's face when he said that? Rather to be absent from the body to be present with the Lord. Can you imagine? And then he said, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." If I live, I'm going to be the reason somebody sees Jesus. I'm going to be the reason somebody comes to the cross. I'm going to be the reason somebody comes to Jesus. But if I die, then I'm going to gain everything I've been hoping for the last 40 years. Hallelujah. So devil, bring what you want to. There ain't no way you can win. The only way you can win is if I turn from the faith, and you ain't got no hope in that hurting. I done seen too much. But I want you to read with me from 2 Chronicles 10 and 15. And he said, "Hearken, all ye Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's." Yeah. Hallelujah! Yeah. I ain't got a battle to fight. I ain't got a war to win. I'm just going to be a vessel that the Lord uses while he does the fight. Hallelujah. And I'm going to proclaim victory right here in front of you. These things that the devil's bringing against my health, the Lord's already shown me, directed me, and guided me to defeat it. He's told me what to do, told me how to see it, and I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. The battle is not mine, but it's the Lord's. Brother Mac, why are you talking about yourself all day today? Because I wanted to give you an example. I wanted to give you an example because I ain't the only one the devil's coming after. He's coming after all of you too. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. But you ain't got to sit there and take it. There is battle. There is battle that you can perform. There is victory that you can have. Hallelujah. And that victory is waiting upon the Lord. Somebody glorify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. The things I'm looking at in my body, seem detrimental. They seem like complete destruction. But it ain't going to happen. The Lord's going to deliver. And on top of that, not only is He going to deliver, but I'm going to come out better than I was before. The battle is not mine. The battle is the Lord's. Are there tears on your pillow at night? Do you feel like your battle armor is creased and bloody? You feel like sometimes you can't even muster up the strength to lift your soul to fight the battle? Have this set in your heart. The battle is the Lord's. He said, be not dismayed, neither be afraid, for the battle is the Lord's. I want everybody to stand up. Everybody. Then I want you to bow your heads. This is getting on my nerves. Hallelujah. There's heartaches. There's battles. There's issues. Hallelujah.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina. Just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kid Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.